I think most people agree that walking is pretty good exercise. You know, if you just get out and do a daily walk, they say it's quite good for you. 25% of young people, though, only walk 5 minutes a day. What are their top five excuses? Bad weather. They don't have enough time. They're not in good enough shape. They don't feel safe. And they're too tired to go for a walk.
That's usually my number one excuse. New survey asked women to name the top 50 fashion items they can't live without. And apparently, us women, we need just about everything. Because 50 choices, that's not exactly narrowing things down now, is it?
Not at all, no.
Some of the items on the list are black leggings, a white blouse, a little black dress, a pencil skirt, pearl earrings, flip-flops, pumps, a jean jacket, support underwear like Spanx, and a bikini. But, you know, 50-item list, it opens itself up to some random things finding their way on. Some of the items that made the list that really don't seem to qualify as fashion items women can't live without: UGG boots, a giant purse, white jeans, hot pants, and a fake fur coat.
Yeah, 50 things, huh? Back in June, police in New York busted a 25-year-old man with some crystallized blue rocks. Kind of looked like blue meth, you know, from Breaking Bad. He was strip searched and arrested. And the rocks turned out to be Jolly Ranchers. Charges have been dropped, but he is suing. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. Box office this weekend. Gravity, not really surprising, taking the top spot for the third week in a row. Brought in another $31 million. Captain Phillips came in at number two. The new remake of Carrie was number three. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 at number 4, and the new movie Escape Plan came in at number 5.
So everybody's still loving Gravity, apparently.
Everybody's still loving it.
Earlier this month, a 29-year-old cafeteria worker at Sullivan East High School in Bluff City, Tennessee, was accused of stealing $27 out of co-worker's purse. She was adamant she didn't steal the money. Police came to investigate the crime, and she offered to do her own strip search just to prove that she had not taken the money. Took off her shoes, her socks, her shirt, then her pants. Took off her bra even. Standing there in just her underwear, she announced, "See, I don't have it." But police had spotted the $27 sticking out of her shoe, so.
$27, was that really worth it, lady?
Just did herself.
Was the strip search worth it?
She did it herself. She just stripped down, offered to strip down to prove she didn't have it. Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.